Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Indonesia reaffirms its commitment to respect and protect the freedom of peaceful assembly and of association, and reiterates the importance of public participation of civil society organizations. As an early co-sponsor of the mandate, Indonesia stands ready to continue its dialogue and cooperation with the SR in a genuine and constructive manner. In the context of development, CSOs have been valuable partners to the Indonesian government, particularly in the effort to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, CSO have been playing a pivotal role in the mitigation process, including in using their influence and networks to support vaccination drives, remote and online learning, and social assistance in all parts of Indonesia. In conducting their important work, CSOs in Indonesia must observe the principles of transparency, orderly administration, respect to sovereignty and territorial integrity, benefit the community, and abide by local laws and norms. In this vein, Indonesia has enacted several laws to ensure the robust and effective participation of CSOs, including those founded and funded abroad. Examples of such a law is a government regulation in lieu of Law No. 2 of 2017 concerning community organizations and Government Regulations No. 59 2016 concerning CSOs founded by foreign citizens. Mr. Special Rapporteur, taking note of the recommendations in the report, what are the steps that can be taken to ensure the public transparency and accountability of funds used by the CSOs? I thank you.